Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hello, and you're listening to the RotoViz Baseball Podcast on RotoViz Radio. My name is Colin Kelly, and you can follow me on Twitter at OvertimeIreland. And as always, I am joined by my co-host here on the Baseball Series. It is Zachary Kruger, who you can follow at ZK_FFB. This is, I guess we'll say, the first true recording for the 2022 season off the Baseball Show. We did have some baseball drafts that we shared. We had some content from RotoViz Overtime, and we had Stealing Bananas on there as well. But this is a show where myself and Zach are going to talk about the new RotoViz tools up on the site, looking directly at Underdog. We did have these tools, obviously, for many years, looking at the FFPC and Fanball, but now the Underdog tools are up on RotoViz.com. So we're going to be looking at the RotoViz Underdog Advanced Rate Explorer and the RotoViz Construction Explorer as well for those rosters. So we're looking forward to diving into this as it is baseball season 365 days a year when we get to 2022. It used to be something that we did, you know, as the offseason progressed, but now we are there all the time. So Underdog, the Baseball Mania tree is up and running. If you want to sign up for Underdog and get yourself a sign-up bonus, you can use the code ROTOVIZ and that'll get you a 100% sign-up bonus up to $100. So if you put in $100, you get a bonus $100. Anything else below that, obviously 10, 20, 30, 40, same applies. They will double it for you. So code is ROTOVIZ. Zach, when we look at the new tools, I did touch there, we have the FFPC tools up on the website and they have been there for quite some time, but we have the Underdog tools added in the last week or so. I know you've been in playing about with them a little bit, and I think it's going to be a big advantage to anyone drafting on Underdog this season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the tools that we have over here at RotoViz have been really great, you know, just in terms of giving us a better way of understanding how rosters are built and constructed, what roster builds tend to lead to higher win rates, and then, of course, how we can take advantage of that in our draft lobbies and put those tools to work just through repetitive practice by joining up drafts and building teams. So the addition of the Underdog tools is just something we want to touch on here today. As you mentioned, we already do have these tools for FFPC and Fanball, but Underdog kind of rules the world right now. You can't really look left or right without running into an Underdog tweet if you're on Twitter. So adding these seems fitting. And then because of that, and just knowing how many people play Underdog, I thought it was worthwhile just to kind of reintroduce these tools from the Underdog perspective for maybe anybody who only plays on Underdog. Now we have the tools for you that you guys can go on and check out and enjoy here. So it's just going to kind of be a short episode. If you're not a subscriber to RotoViz, hopefully this episode and the touching on these tools can lead you to maybe getting that subscription to RotoViz so you can take a look at these tools a little bit more in depth on your own, hopefully beat your friends and your league mates, and walk away with a few extra bucks in your pocket at the conclusion of the 2022 season. So you mentioned, Colin, we have two tools here. We have the Underdog Advanced Rate Explorer. We also have the Underdog Roster Construction Explorer. First one I'm going to look at is the Underdog Advanced Rate Explorer. Now, it's the Advanced Rate Explorer because this tool is essentially built out from the perspective of Underdog tournaments. Underdog also does have you know, like they're 3-6, I think 8, 10, and 12 team leagues, but it's really the tournament side of Underdog that has taken things by storm here. So this tool is built with a closer look at advance rates, which is essentially letting you know what players, what kind of rosters are advancing into the playoffs, then to the semifinals, and then to the finals in the weekly playoff formats that we see over on the Underdog Tournament. So just looking at the Advanced Rate Explorer, we have Summary Table tab. We have a Player Advanced Rate Explorer tab. That's really cool. We have a Positional Heat Map. We also have Stack Analysis and Stack Explorer, which are just two tools that you can really get into and kind of start galaxy braining stacks and ideas to see what may be the most optimal approach from a stack perspective, which, as we know, can prove very, very vital and your advancing and ultimately winning of the tournament here. So the Stack Analysis and Stack Explorer, awesome. The Summary Table is just really going to be a quick overview of all the players from the 2021 season. We see the top here. You have Cooper Kupp, who was just absolutely insane last season on Underdog. He had a 41.9 ADP. Points for his average points for roster that had him was 1,660 points. That was also the most in the league last year on Underdog. And then, of course, you have the advance rate just to the playoffs alone. Teams with Cooper Kupp advanced at a 48.2% clip and even made it to the finals at 11.3% clip, which was also a high for the Underdog tournament last season. So a lot of really cool tools there. You can go into the Player Advanced Rate Explorer. You can select a focus player. In this case here, the default that you see here is Dak Prescott. And then you can do a stack analysis where you pair, you know, any random number of Cowboys here with Dak Prescott to see how those different stacks fared in the tournament. Using the default example here, it's Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, and Ezekiel Elliott. You can see that a three-player stack with Dak, Elliott, and Cooper led to a 9.2% advance rate in the playoffs, just a 0.2% advance to the semis, and that stack did not appear in the finals, which is not surprising. If you had Dak Prescott on your team, you know that he was not doing much for you come fantasy playoff time. So that's not really that surprising. But another really cool tool there just to kind of map out the stacks and what you're looking to do and see how stacks in this past season worked. And then the heat map, which is something that we've had for a minute as well, which shows the optimal areas to be drafting players as it pertains to advance rate and drafts. So a couple of things to check out there. It's certainly a very visual tool that you will be able to better understand as you get into it a little bit. But just even the tools within the Advanced Rate Explorer tool, I think are really great. Did you have any thoughts on these tools, Colin, before we just briefly touch on the Roster Construction Explorer next?
When we look at the tools, I think you mentioned the visual aspect, and I think that's obviously part of RotoViz, you know, having the visual aspect of some of these elements as well. But when we look at even something as simple as a summary table, it's interesting looking back, even, you know, you can filter by ADP position, you know, you can filter by the roster total points. Like you mentioned, the playoffs advance, the semifinals advance, and the finals advance. So you can sort them in all those different ways. And when we look at it, the first four players taken last year had a combined 0% qualification for the final. Obviously, not many teams are going to make it to the final based on the structure of the tournament. But even Christian McCaffrey, who missed a huge amount of last season, when we go in and look, the team still had a 10.4% playoff advance rate. And when we look into then, the reason for that is obviously going to be the overall construction of the team. So if he was taken at 101, the players taken then at the 212 and 301, and how those teams were built. And we talk a lot about the structure of your roster and how you build out those teams. And obviously that leads to those advanced rates as well. And likewise, you'll see some players who went in the 19th round and, you know, really didn't have a huge effect on rosters, but those teams that he was on because of structures may have had an advanced win rate as well. But I think when you look through them, the key thing is to go in and kind of dig through all the different options and see where some of the edges might be. So often things that you think may be the edge when it comes to these drafts and how to try and advance and come in the top two, obviously to qualify to get through in these big tournaments, sometimes that isn't the case. Your inclination may not be correct, and it can help lead you to finding out some information like the Stack Explorer, like we've talked about in the past on these shows. If you want to head back and check out those ones with the quarterback one and the wide receiver one, sometimes that isn't the best stack on these rosters for actual win rates. So it's something to dive into. But yeah, the Advanced Rate Explorer does have the summary table, as you mentioned, the positional heat map, which obviously we talk sometimes about the the running back dead zone and things like that. And when you go into the positional heat maps, you'll be able to see that loud and clear in a lot of these tools where those areas are just red rather than green, and that really means you want to avoid players in those areas. And there will be some players in there that you do want to target from time to time, but generally in those areas, it's the data is there based on the entrance to last season's contest. There's, in terms of the information that's in this for this season, there's close to 150,000 data points in terms of teams that were entered, so there is a lot of information to go in there and analyze. You can also, for some people, you want to work in your own CSV files, you are able to export all that data as well and pull that out and be able to, put it into your own spreadsheets and so on if you want to go that way. But lots of good information in there. I would highly recommend checking that out, and we will touch on it a little bit later, but some of the pieces up on the site over the past week. We were recording this on the 12th of May. We had Blair Andrews having some work up there. Conor O'Driscoll, who won the FFPC basketball tournament last year, with a piece up there, and they are looking, using the underdog tools, at some of the builds, including elite tight end builds and zero RB builds, and how they were effective or ineffective in 2021. You can check all that out. But when you're in those pieces, you'll be able to see some of the screenshots. Those screenshots are taken from these tools, so you're able to kind of maybe reverse engineer some of the information to see how you're getting on with using the tools. But we will get into the Underdog Basketball Roster Construction Explorer, but we're going to do that in part two.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So moving on to the Underdog Basketball Roster Construction Explorer, Zach. This is something that I think is, like when we look at the FFPC version of this, and we're going to do the exact same with the Underdog version, it's a key part to what we're trying to do. When, you know, I've got a lot of questions, and we're going to do some shows on it over the coming months about what do we mean when we talk about structure and what are we trying to achieve with those builds. A lot of the information that we're making those decisions on is going to come from the Roster Construction Explorer, and then we have the FFPC one, but now we have the Underdog Basketball Roster Construction Explorer available on the website. So let's give the listeners a little tour of it.
Yeah, so if you haven't checked out the Roster Construction Explorer for either the FFPC or Fanball formats, but if you're an underdog player, now's your chance to really get in here and take a look at that at this tool as well. We got a lot of great things in here. The one thing that the Roster Construction Explorer does and does very well is it not only shows you how to construct a roster, but it gives you the win rates for different constructions. So I know that one of the things I kind of like to do when I'm just beginning out my builds, and we've talked on this before, I would assume you probably do the same, but we obviously know that with the best ball league, we're definitely not going to be drafting one quarterback. At least we probably shouldn't be drafting one quarterback. Given the win rates that we have seen here, if you go ahead and just take a quick look, you see that one quarterback teams last year in best ball had 11.5% advance rate to the playoffs. That was well below the 16.7% average advance rate, and then it only got worse from there heading into the semifinals and then the finals. So we know we're not going to do little things like draft just the one quarterback team. So what I'll do is I'll go into the position settings. I'll either do equals count two, or I may do equal or greater than two quarterbacks, just because sometimes you may entertain the idea of a three quarterback build. So when I'm doing my builds and preparing the roster construction explorer for what I kind of already know I'm going to be getting into, I like to set these position settings to optimal builds that we're often going to be approaching, just so I know then what I'm going to be working around after I kind of lay the base for the overall build. So I'll usually do quarterback equals or greater than two. I'll also do the same with tight ends. We know we can't just have one tight end. So for those onesie positions, I'll usually set those to equal or greater than two. And then I just kind of build the rest of the thing, the rest of my settings around that, because I know what I'm going to be getting into as far as the groundwork goes for a roster. And then what it really comes down to is, obviously, it's going to be what pick you receive in your draft, and then it's also going to be just your own personal preference for how you like to build a team. Obviously, here at RotoViz, we know we like doing our zero RB or modified zero RB builds, as Colin likes to reference to the folks on Twitter for a little bit of your daily triggering. Colin likes to drop that remark from time to time. So, we like to do that here. Just plugging in something to use a quick example of it and hopefully paint a picture for the listeners. I have quarterback set at greater than or equal to two. I have tight ends equal to two. And we're just going to take a look at what a zero RB build may look like an underdog from the tournament perspective last year. So I'm going
to... Just ahead on it before you jump into that. You mentioned the advance rate to the playoffs of 11.5% for one quarterback teams. It will also show you in the roster construction explorer, because when we dive down into some of these options, we'll be looking, say, for a zero RB build with an elite tight end, for example, and the sample size will get narrowed down the more specific you become. So it's important as well to look. You might have something that looks like an 80%, advance rate, but then you might have it narrowed down so much that the number of teams that have actually done that is, 10 teams. So, for example, when you talk about the quarterbacks, it does show you that 905 teams last year did take only one quarterback in the tournament. And when we look then, the teams that took five quarterbacks was 752. They only had an 8.4% advance rate. So it's really bad to take five quarterbacks. It's bad to take one. It's really bad to take five. But when we look at it then, for the teams with two, three, and four, we have 82,000 teams that took two quarterbacks. We have over 65,000 teams who took three, and then we have 5,000 who took four. But the advance rate is 17.5% for teams who took two, and 16.1% for teams who took three, and then it's 13.4% for those teams who took four. So the sweet spot is two to three quarterbacks. So that's what you'll often hear that being talked about as a two or three quarterback build. With quarterbacks, you definitely don't want to have one, because then the bye week, you're definitely getting no points. And then if there's an injury to that quarterback, you're getting no points all season long for the portion of time that they are out. So two to three. And when you go with the two, then obviously that's going to give you the option to pull in other positions for the rest of your build. So it's good, again, like we talked about with the visualization, it is in a color scheme from green to red with the different fadings in between. So you can go in and really pull this information out quite quickly. It also breaks it down for the roster points for those teams on the advance rates on the way through. So really detailed information, but just wanted to break it down a little bit more in case people hadn't checked out at when we had the FFPC tool, but a lot of detailed information telling you exactly the splits for each position and that, but it can get filtered down. So if you go for two quarterbacks with a tight end taken in the first two rounds, that's obviously going to lower that number of 82,752 for two quarterbacks down quite significantly. So when you start to tailor it, you may only have 600 of an option, but it might have a 25% advance rate. So it is a case that will lead to a high advance rate, but it's also a very small portion of the total field of 155,000 entries. So you have to take that into consideration as well.
Yeah, it's very easy when you're first looking at the roster construction explorer to get excited about a build because you see like a crazy high advance rate and then semifinals rate and things of that nature. But then when you look at it and you see there's only two teams out of, hundreds of thousands that did that, probably means that you shouldn't be getting excited about it. There could very well be a reason that that team you know, those one or two teams actually advanced to the level that they did. They
may have had Cooper Kupp and Mark Andrews, and, you know, they could have just had the absolute Jamar Chase sprinkled in there.
They could have had one or two of just the absolute right players in there that caused that team to advance, and it was less about
Deebo Samuel could be in there as well.
Right. You might learn that both of those teams had Deebo Samuels, and that the overall construction actually wasn't that great. But we know that having the right player still plays a huge factor into just how your teams are going to perform. I went ahead and I just set the roster construction explorer to greater than or equal to two quarterbacks. I set it to tight end equal to two. And then I went ahead over to the round by round settings, which this is where you're going to kind of map out in theory how you might be building your team. I did running back one selected after round seven. That would definitely be a pretty good start to a zero RB draft if that's where you're looking to do that there. So that's in theory saying you're going to be taking your first running back in round eight. Looking down at the advance rates for that, we see that two quarterback builds who did that last season in the underdog tournament, there were 1,188 teams who did that. 1,187 of those were probably RotoViz subscribers. There was not a great advance rate to the playoffs. That was just below average at 14.7%. But then you can actually see that in the semifinals, there's a 2.69% for the semifinals advance rate, and even a 0.25% rate there for the finals. So we actually had a couple of those teams that appeared in the finals last season in the Underdog Fantasy Best Ball Tournament with well above average win rates for the semifinal portion of that of the tournament, which I think just kind of speaks to, again, what we like most about ZRB is, again, the viability that these lineups can have in tournaments as they hopefully become a little bit more unique relative to the field as teams start to drop off. We hopefully have a couple of those players that everyone else needs on their rosters to advance. Because we decided to go with zero RB, draft those players late, it opens up the possibility that there are less teams with those players who maybe went running back early and thus didn't have a need for the zero RB players that are actually going to result in hopefully you're advancing and then ultimately winning of the tournament, or in some cases, even a 12-team league is still very, very viable as well. So that's a very quick just touching on the roster construction explorer. Do you have anything to add to that, Colin, before we get out of here?
No, I think we've covered a lot of ground there. And I think it should help along as a kind of companion piece if you're checking out the tools. I mentioned the articles up on site from Blair Andrews for the Best Ball Tournament Workshop. I would check that out when you are going in and diving into the tools for the first time. But if you have used the FFPC version of the tools, these are very similar to pretty much identical. But as we get ready to finish up, we mentioned the tools on the website. If you aren't subscribed to RotoViz yet, you can sign up and get yourself a 10% discount using the code RVRadio2022. That gets you 10% off for your subscription, gets you access to all of the content and all of the tools up on the website. You can go to rotoviz.com/podcast for more information. If you are listening to this show also, and you've got to this point off the podcast, if you want to win yourself a $50 credit for the FFPC or underdogfantasy.com, you can go into the show notes of today's show. There is a link to a tweet that I have set up. It is my pinned tweet on Twitter at Overtime Ireland. You retweet that and subscribe to the RotoViz YouTube channel, which is also in that link, and you'll be entered into a draw for a chance to win $50 credit for either of your choosing, the FFPC or underdogfantasy.com. So don't miss out. Also help us grow that RotoViz channel. We are heading towards 1,000 subscribers. Thank you for the continued support for everyone listening in. That is going to do it for this episode. My co-host on today's show is Zachary Kruger. Make sure you're checking out all of his work on Twitter at ZK_FFB. You can find him over at NBC Sports Edge, covering all things fantasy football over there. And of course, you can find him on rotoviz.com as well. My name is Colm Kelly. You can follow me on Twitter at Overtime Ireland. And until we're back with another show, have a good one.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.